forecast. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 1st of December, 2025. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar, Rockall and Malham. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low 958, moving steadily east, expected 150 miles west of Rockall, 965 by 1800 Monday. New low expected 40s, 983 by same time. Low Fisher, 990, moving steadily away northeast. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking and north at Sierra. Variable 4 becoming southeasterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Becoming variable 3 later in West Viking. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South Atsira 40s. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 later in far west 40s. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty 4th. Southerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, East White. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, backing southerly 6 to gale 8, rain, good, occasionally poor. West White, Portland, Plymouth, Northwest Biscay. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in West White and Portland, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Biscay. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Northwest, showers, good. Trafalgar. Northeasterly 5 or 6 at first in southeast, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 in northwest. Showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. South becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malham. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Shannon, perhaps gale 8 later in Rockall. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, mainly southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Cyclonic, mainly southeast, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 at times, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 in South Faroes and later elsewhere. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. And northwest, southeast Iceland. Easterly, backing northeasterly, gale 8 to storm 10, rain, poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by west, 6, slight rain, 1800 metres, 991, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southeast by south, 6, slight drizzle and rain, 3 miles, 991, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south, 1, more than 38 miles, 1,000, falling. Wick Automatic, south-southeast 5, 16 miles, 997, falling quickly. Aberdeen. South by west, 4, heavy rain and snow, 4 miles, 1,000, falling quickly. Lucas. Southeast by south, 3, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,000, falling quickly. Boomer. South, 3, heavy rain and snow, 6 miles, 1,003, falling. Bridlington. Southwest by south, 3, 1,007, falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic. South by west, 5, 11 miles, 1,015. Greenwich light vessel automatic. Southwest by south, 6, 11 miles, 1,015. St. Catherine's Point automatic. Southwest, 5, 1,013, falling slowly. Jersey. South-southwest, 5, 15 miles, 1,015, falling. Channel light vessel automatic. South by west, 6, 5 miles, 1,012. Scilly automatic. South-southwest, 7, slight rain, 1 mile, 1,007, falling quickly. Milford Haven. South-southwest, 6, rain, 1 mile, 1,004, falling quickly. Aberporth. South by west, 6, rain, 4 miles, 1,004, falling quickly. Valley. South, 7, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,001, falling quickly. Liverpool Crosby. South, southeast, 5, slight rain, 19 miles, 1,004, falling quickly. Valentia. Southwest by west, 2, moderate rain, 2 miles, 997, falling. Ronald's Way. South, 7, rain, 1.5 miles, 999, falling quickly. Malinhead. South, 5, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 992, falling. And Macrahanish automatic. South by east, 6, rain, 4 miles, 994, falling more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday, the 30th of November. The general situation. A deep Atlantic low will edge east towards the United Kingdom over the next couple of days, bringing heavy rain or showers and strong southwesterly winds, with gales in places, especially on Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5, then backing south or southeast 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 at times later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, fair then rain at times, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 or gale 8, occasionally 6 later in west. Rain, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South to southwest, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, then veering west to southwest, 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west to southwest, 4 to 6 later. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Ormhead, including St. George's Channel. South to southwest, 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 for a time in north, veering west to southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Ormhead to the Mull of Galloway. South 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then west 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southerly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering west or northwest 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South 5 to 7, veering west to southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South to southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. Southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering south or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. The US holds more talks with Ukraine on how to end the war with Russia.
We were discussing about the future of Ukraine. We discussed all the matters that are important for Ukraine, for Ukrainian people, and US was super supportive.
Sri Lanka appeals for international help as it struggles to deal with some of the worst flooding in many years. A BBC investigation finds Georgian authorities may have used World War I-era chemical weapons against anti-government protesters. Polls close in the Honduran presidential election, with Donald Trump threatening to cut aid if his preferred candidate loses. And it's nearly time for this record again.
One rehearsal, one run-through, and one take. I was just a youngster. 13, maybe.
Everyone dancing merrily.
We speak to Brenda Lee, who recorded this back in the 1950s when she was just a teenager. First, the news.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Senior American and Ukrainian delegations have been holding talks in Florida as the Trump administration pushes to engineer an end to Russia's war with Ukraine. The new head of Ukraine's delegation, Rustem Umerov, said the talks were difficult but productive. Sean Dilley reports.
The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the talks as delicate and complicated, but he insisted officials were optimistic. Mr. Rubio said the U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators both believe a solution is needed, not just to end the war, but to ensure that Ukraine prospers. The Ukrainian National Security Advisor Rustem Umerov thanked the United States and its leadership. He said the United States had been super supportive. President Trump confirmed that his special envoy, Steve Witkoff, would travel to Moscow shortly to continue talks with Russia.
Sri Lanka has appealed for international help as it struggles to tackle some of the worst flooding in its recent history. More than 330 people are known to have been killed and a similar number are still missing. The rains have subsided, but low-lying areas of the capital Colombo have flooded as a key river is in spate. Votes are being counted following elections in